You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
It's time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. And hopefully within the next month, you'll be able to hear us on yet another way. We'll tell you more about that once we get closer. The suspect in Saturday's fatal shooting at a Southern California synagogue may face a hate crime charge in addition to homicide charges when he's arraigned later this week. John T. Ernest remains in custody without bail. The shooting on the last day of the Jewish holiday of Passover left a 60-year-old woman dead and three others injured, including the congregation's rabbi, Yoshel Goldstein, who says he told congregants, quote, terrorism like this will not take us down, end quote. Republicans preparing for next year's elections say Democrats want to push the country toward socialism, an argument they hope will help persuade voters to back GOP candidates. But interviews with over three dozen Coloradoans leave it unclear how successful that tactic will be. Hardly any volunteered that a drift toward socialism is a key concern. But when asked specifically about socialism, many expressed wariness about giving government a greater say in people's lives. The centrist Citizens Party says it wants to lead Spain's political opposition, ruling out entering a governing alliance with the socialists who won Sunday's general election. Speaking on the day after the ballot, Citizens spokeswoman Inés Arrimadas has rejected entering any negotiations with the party of the incumbent Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez. Britain's government and opposition are holding more talks about striking a compromise Brexit deal, although neither side sounds optimistic about progress. Britain is due to leave the European Union in 6 months, but you wouldn't know it from the country's news headlines or the debates in Parliament. The issue that consumed the country for almost 3 years has been reduced to a murmur. And the Catholic Church in Sri Lanka has urged the government to crack down on Islamic extremists with more vigor, as if on a war footing in the aftermath of the Easter bombings. Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith, the Bishop of Colombo, said the church may not be able to stop people from taking the law into their own hands unless the government conducts a more thorough investigation and does more to prevent future attacks. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Well, we enjoyed spring for that 1 week we had it. 37 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. We have light rain continuing to fall. We'll call it more of a mist, but so far we've had 42 hundredths of an inch of rain downtown, 74 hundredths of an inch of rain a little farther north at the airport. And that's the rain total so far. And east winds, 14 miles an hour, gusting up to 18. That creates a wind chill of 28. Barometric pressure at 30.03 inches and rising. Humidity is at 100%. Again, we've had just shy of a half an inch of rain in downtown Crookston at the airport. Three-quarters of an inch of rain thus far. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be cloudy, light rain likely, with rain throughout the afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s, north winds of 10 to 20, gusting up to around 30, a 60% chance of rain. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35, northeast winds of 5 to 15. And then the rest of the week, we could possibly on Friday get a chance of back up into the 60s, you know, mid-50s on Saturday. Sunday looks like highs in the mid-50s, but we have a chance of rain pretty much every day this week. So we'll keep you posted there. And obviously, the spring is not winter. Was miserable, and so far the spring hasn't been that great, those 2 days that we had where we had sunshine and warm weather. So we'll keep you updated here throughout the week, and hopefully the forecasters will be wrong, but right now it looks like it's going to be a wet, cooler week this week. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look, a full look at the weather. That'll be coming up later here in the noontime news, but we'll take a break and take a look at our state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is your graduation reception decorating center. Stop in and let Steph and her staff help you with ideas for decorating for your graduation reception. Montague's Flower Shop has many creative centerpiece ideas, and they have school colors for all the area high schools. Steph and the staff would like to congratulate all the area graduates and wish them the best in their future endeavors. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston with deliveries around town and around the world. Give them a call, 281-4419, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Now taking a look at the state news, gun reform advocates are rallying at the state capitol today ahead of a House vote on a measure requiring background checks on all gun sales, plus a red flag law to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a danger to themselves or others. Senate Republicans have not held hearings on the bills. They say the measures would be ineffective. Governor Tim Walz says he envisioned the discussion on guns going differently.
We would have public hearings, we would decide and then have a vote, we would conference a bill together, and we would move legislation forward that would pass some common sense firearm laws that would make a difference in people's lives. That was the expectation. That didn't happen, and that's a shame for democracy.
And Walz says similar legislation has passed with Republican support in Arizona and Florida. The Minnesota House and Senate continue debating and voting on major budget bills before Wednesday's self-imposed deadline to have them all passed. The Minnesota News Network's Bill Warner reports.
After the House votes on a transportation funding package, including gas tax increase, they'll then take up a public safety budget bill. That is particularly controversial because it includes Democrats' plan for background checks on all gun sales, plus a red flag law. Expect wrangling during upcoming debate on the House Higher Education Omnibus Budget Bill. That is because of Democrats' delay in scheduling a joint floor session with the Senate to elect several new members to the U of M Board of Regents.
And the gun law, I think all of us can agree on background checks on gun sales. I don't think anybody in their right mind would be opposed to that. It's the red flag law that's really the controversial part of the bill. And then over in the Minnesota Senate, vigorous debate is likely on the big-dollar health and human services funding bill. Healthcare is a major issue there, and the upcoming tax bill vote will also be contentious. The jury that will deliberate the fate of a Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot an unarmed woman who had called 911 has been instructed to consider the case without the benefit of hindsight. Mohamed Noor is on trial for murder and manslaughter in the death of Justine Damon. And we'll probably know more about that here over the next 24 hours. Now, police have arrested a male relative in the death of a woman whose body was found at an apartment complex in North St. Paul. Officers were called to an apartment complex about 7 p.m. Friday after they were asked to do a welfare check. When no one responded to the officers' knocks, a maintenance worker let them into the apartment. They found the body of a 46-year-old woman who appeared to have died from unnatural causes. The Massachusetts-based Satanic Temple is suing a Minnesota city for withdrawing permission for a satanic monument 2 years ago. Satanic Temple co-founder, there is such a thing, Malcolm Jari, told the Star Tribune Saturday, "People have the right to protest the proposed monument, but not at the expense of the group's civil rights." The predicament the city of Belle Plaine finds itself in began in 2017 when officials decided to allow a monument of a praying soldier out of Veterans Park. A former Maplewood dentist settled a civil lawsuit alleging he wrote illegal prescriptions for opioid painkillers, including some of his own to his son and an employee. Federal prosecutors say Jerry K. Brunzeman and the business he operated will pay $75,000 in penalties in exchange for not admitting guilt. Prosecutors announced the settlement on Friday. That is a look at our state news. We will take a look at the sports, hopefully a little better, more cheery news on the sports scene. Well, we have a lot of good news on the sports. We'll tell you more about that. That'll be coming up right after this from Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is your graduation reception decorating center. Stop in and let Steph and her staff help you with ideas for decorating for your graduation reception. Montague's Flower Shop has many creative centerpiece ideas, and they have school colors for all the area high schools. Steph and the staff would like to congratulate all the area graduates and wish them the best in their future endeavors. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston with deliveries around town and around the world. Give them a call, 281-4419, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Well, taking a look at the sports scene from over the weekend, Friday, it was a busy day. I think every Pirate sports team, except for boys tennis, was in action. Pirate baseball team started off their season. They combined a 3-pitcher no-hitter and a 15-0 victory over Bagley in a game played in Bagley. Crookston used Joe Dota, Brady Butt, and Carter Brueggemann for the combined no-hitter. And offensively, Leighton Salentine, good to see him back in action. He was 3-for-3. Gavin Salem went 2-for-3 with a home run, his first of his career, 3 RBIs and 2 walks as well. Crookston, they're going to travel to Roseau for a doubleheader tomorrow. We'll have both games right here on KROX. The Pirate Boys golf team finished second out of 8 teams in the Wolfpack Invitational at Tiana Golf Course near Walker. Detroit Lakes won the meet 4 strokes better than Crookston. Trey Christofferson was co-medalist with an 81. The Pirates will be at the Fertile Beltrami Red Lake Falls invite with 9 holes played at each course beginning at 9:30 a.m. Wednesday. The Pirate girls golf team, they had their first outing of the year. They finished 4th out of 16 teams at the Bemidji invite at the Town and Country course north of Bemidji. Bemidji won the invite with a 341, 3 strokes better than Brainerd. And Catherine Tiedemann led the Pirates with a 90. Crookston was supposed to host the Crookston Invitational on Tuesday. That's been postponed. They're going to switch dates with East Grand Forks. Now the Pirates will be going to Valley Golf Course on Wednesday, and they will host the Crookston Invitational later in May. The Pirate girls track team finished 2nd place. The Pirate boys finished 5th at the East Grand Forks invite. The Pirate girls had 5 first-place finishes. Catherine Geist in the mile and 2-mile, Jada Dillable in the shot put, and Hayden Winjum in the triple jump and 800. Pirate boys, they were led by Noah Keel, who won the 200 and the 4x100 relay team of Isaiah Barlow, Jacob Brunel, Sam Overgaard, and Noah Keel finished second. Crookston will host the Crookston Invitational. That'll be Tuesday at the East Grand Forks track. The Pirate softball team gave up 4 runs in the second inning and lost to Ada Boer up 5-2 in a game played in Ada. Crookston was led by Jasmine Hansen, who went 2-for-3 with a run. Crookston drops to 0-4. They travel the War Road for a doubleheader Tuesday. For the story, stats, scores, pictures, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. And let's see. On to the Saturday sports scene. Well, we'll tell you about the Twins on Friday. They had a nice win, a 6-1 victory over Baltimore. In UMC softball, they lost to Augustana 10-0 and 9-3. The Pirate Junior High baseball team on Saturday won 3 games at the Sacred Heart Tournament to win the championship in East Grand Forks. They beat Sacred Heart 11-2 in the first round, then beat Kitson County Central 9-8 on a walk-off single by Hunter Kressel in the semifinals. In the championship, they beat East Grand Forks 14-11. Crookston led 9-0. Then East Grand Forks scored 10 straight runs to take a lead, but the Pirates bounced back to win 14-11. Members of the team are Caden Ames, Jaron Bailey, Ethan Bowman, Richard Birch, Jackson Demera, Dockin Erdman, Leighton Fuentes, Hunter Knutson, Hunter Kressel, Tatum Lubinski, Zachary Tarrin, Braxton Volker, George Widman, Carter Coet, Coda Donarski, Blake Melsha, Lucas Miller, Spencer Ness, and Anthony Reading. The team is coached by Don Edlinda. The UMC baseball team, they swept a 4-game series by beating the Bemidji State Beavers 6-4, 8-5, 7-6. And then they made it easy in the last game, 5-0, to sweep Bemidji State. With the wins, UMC clinches a spot in the NSIC baseball tournament starting May 8th at St. Cloud. And they also broke a program record for wins in a season. UMC improves to 25-18 overall, 17-11 in conference play. And the Golden Eagles return to the Diamond Wednesday when they host Minnesota Duluth for a doubleheader beginning at noon. Bemidji State, they dropped to 6-34 overall, 5-21 in the NSIC. And UMC softball, they wrapped up their season with a couple of losses to Wayne State. They were pretty good games. Lost 8-6 and 4-3. UMC's season comes to an end on a 19-game losing streak, and they finished 13-41 overall, 2-28 in the Northern Sun. For the story, stats, scores, coaches' comments, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. And let's see. The Twins, they beat Baltimore by a score of 9-2. Then on Sunday, Max Kepler led off the bottom half of the first inning with a home run. And Byron Buxton had his first home run of the season as the Twins continue to hit bombs. They beat Baltimore 4-1. Unfortunately for the Twins, that's the last time they play Baltimore this season. It's too bad because the Twins were lighting them up. They hit 23 home runs in the series against Baltimore this year. What'd they play? 6 games? And so it's too bad. Now they have Houston, a 4-game series, and things will get a little tougher tonight. It's Verlander on the mound tonight, isn't it? Yep. So there you go. The Twins, they win, though. They sweep the series. Their first place, Minnesota Twins, the second best record in all of Major League Baseball. Behind another team many didn't expect, Tampa Bay, is the top team right now. And UMC Women's Golf, they finished 12th out of 12 teams at the NSIC Championships. On the sports schedule for today, it's the 11th annual Crookston High School AAA Academics, Arts, and Athletics Senior Recognition Banquet. It starts at 6 p.m. at the Crookston High School Commons with a meal. Then after the meal, they'll head over to the auditorium for the program honoring the Crookston High School seniors. And the Twins, as we said, they're hosting Houston tonight. 6 o'clock the pregame, 6:40 will be the first pitch. And a boys and girls track junior high, they were supposed to be at Warren for the Warren Alvarado Oslo meet. That has been canceled. JV girls golf at Thief River Falls postponed. Junior high girls golf also at Thief River Falls postponed. And boys JV golf at East Grand Forks' invitational is postponed. And junior high boys golf at Thief River, that is postponed as well. A lot of the golf courses, many of them aren't open yet. And the ones that are, it's rain has not helped as it's very wet once again. And the track, it's just too cold and miserable to have a track meet today. That is a look at our sports. Again, for the past week's sporting news, go to our website, KROXAM.com, click on sports, and we'll have the athletes of the year. They're going to announce those tonight, along with all the other sports awards. And from the AAA banquet, we'll have those up on our website later this evening after the banquet is completed, along with pictures and all of that. Be looking for that later this evening, probably around, I would say, 8:30, 9 o'clock. We should have those up, and hopefully, but in that ballpark anyway, this evening. Hopefully sooner. That is a look at the sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Shop the many fantastic weekly specials at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 9 ounce assorted Dutch Crunch potato chips, 2 for $5. 8 roll packages of Giant Roll Bounty paper towels, $9.49. Stay hydrated with a 24 to 32 ounce assorted Gatorade or Propel. They're on sale 5 for $5. And save 50% on the full line of Nature's Truth vitamins this week. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Red Lake River's crest earlier this month may have seemed mild, provisionally cresting at 6:30 p.m. on April 8th at 24.74 feet. That's just outside a top 10 river crest here in Crookston. It was, however, a 10-year flood, according to the flow of water, said Blake Carlson, the city of Crookston's engineer with Widseth Smith Nolting. The max flow of water this year at around 20,000 cubic feet per second generally coincides with the river's crest point, explained Carlson.
We rank floods based on how often they occur. And so a 10-year flood, what that means is that in the last 100 years, there would have been 10 floods of that amount of flow going through town. So a 10-year flood for Crookston is about 18,000 cubic feet per second. And the peak flow that we got through Crookston this year was at about 20,000 cubic feet. So we were just over a 10-year flood this year. 97, that's, I think we were around about 28,000 cubic feet per second versus 20,000 this year.
In 1997, the ice jammed on the river, causing the water level to rapidly rise. During the work to install Crookston's levee system after 1997, two cutoffs were added down the river that Carlson says have a pretty significant effect on the river level during high water events.
There's two channel cutoffs downstream from Crookston. One is just downstream from the Highway 75 bypass, and then there's one about another half mile maybe to the west of that, pretty similar to the cutoff that you can see from the Highway 75 bypass. So the effect that those cutoffs have on the level of water through Crookston here, and this applies actually to both the 100-year flow through town, which is about 32,000 cubic feet per second versus the 20,000 that we had in this spring. The effect on the level of the water right at the Highway 75 bypass is that it's about 2 feet lower. At the Robert Street Bridge, the effect there is still about a foot and a half. And once you get to the upstream end of town by the Riverside Dike there, the effect there is about a half a foot. And once you get upstream much more than that, the water level is not affected by those downstream cutoffs, but it does make a big difference going through town.
And the levee system in Crookston has been around a long time, but the levee system upgrades after 1997 also certified many of the dikes throughout Crookston to 31 feet, limiting the amount of sandbagging the city of Crookston needs to do for even a 10-year flood event like this year. Had Crookston still had the 1997 levee system, the city probably would have estimated a higher river crest and put in a lot more work sandbagging because the system would have required thousands of feet of sandbags rather than a couple hundred feet.
We had an advantage this year in that we have a large amount of certified dikes through town that are to a stage of 31 feet. So we didn't really have to worry about those early on. We looked at the predicted crest or predicted levels for the River, and we picked a level that was probably lower than we would have picked, say we were back in 97. In 97, even to raise the dikes to the level with some of the sandbag dikes this year, we would have had thousands of feet of dikes to raise. So we would have needed a significant amount of time to do that. This year, we could take a sit back and see attitude, and if it did appear that the water was going to go higher than we initially had assumed, there was such a limited length of dikes that needed to be raised, that could be done in a relatively short period of time. If we had the dikes in place today that were in place in 1997, would have actually picked a potentially higher level to protect to than we did, which would have meant a lot of work would have gone in to raise the dikes with sandbags. And as it turned out, part of that or a lot of that wouldn't have been needed.
This year, Crookston was also aided by a typical thaw, with almost no precipitation and gentle cool temperatures, limiting flow tributaries upstream from Red Lake Falls and Thief River Falls, explains Gregory Gust with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks.
In a typical year, you'd have seen a little bit more contribution coming in out of the Clearwater River, out of the Thief River, and some of those things into the Red Lake River, contributing to the crest in Crookston. Now, when we put out the update after that big winter storm and rain events that had come through, we were looking at the possibility, the 50% risk was 26.9 feet. So we had bumped it up to that, just looking at the additional amount of moisture that was into the basin at all. So that would have been more what we would have expected under normal thaw conditions. So we didn't have normal thaw conditions. We had a period of 3 weeks or better with very little, if any, precipitation. We're talking a few hundredths of an inch of precipitation that occurred during that three-week time period. And then again, a very even thaw cycle with the above freezing temperatures during the day and dropping below freezing at night. That allowed, again, just the slow and broken up, if you will, release of moisture into the river system.
The levee system in Crookston not only saves the city and its residents from a stressful spring flood season, it also has saved hundreds of hours of sandbagging for employees, residents, and volunteers. And of course, all that money that was spent is saving us money in the long run. The Crookston Public Schools, along with the USDA, United Way of Crookston, and Tri-Valley Opportunity Council, is providing free summer lunches to all youth in the community on a first-come, first-served basis. This program will be open at two locations, Wildwood Park, located on Myrtle Street in the Woods Edition, and the Highland Park Complex under the Lions Shelter. If you cannot access the sites, there is a free bus service offered by Tri-Valley Opportunity Council. Meals will be served Mondays through Thursdays for approximately 11:30 to 12:30, starting June 10th, and it'll be closed the week of July 4th, and the last day of the program is August 8th. And we'll have more information as we get closer to that date on a great program offered there. Do April showers bring May flowers? Deep snow and high winds during this month's snowstorm caused an extended outages in the east central part of Otter Tail Power Company's South Dakota service area, as well as shorter outages in other communities the company serves. Despite difficult weather conditions, once crews could arrive on site, they did what company crews have been doing for 110 years, safely and efficiently delivering power. Since 1909, Otter Tail Power Company has touched the lives of customers by providing reliable electricity and energy services. The company served its first customer, Northern Light Electric Company of Wahpeton, North Dakota, in April of 1909. It now provides electricity to more than 132,500 customers and 422 communities. So congratulations to Otter Tail Power Company celebrating their 110th year of service. And about noon on Friday, the Crookston Fire Department conducted a home smoke detector inspection on the 500 block of 5th Avenue Northeast. Everything was good. The batteries were replaced. At 11 p.m. Friday, they were called to Warren for a mutual aid call, but were canceled by Marshall County en route. At 10 a.m. Saturday, they responded to a carbon monoxide alarm on the 500 block of West 7th Street. No harmful levels were detected. The carbon monoxide detector was replaced and smoke detector batteries were changed. At 7:30 Saturday evening, they were called to Schuster Park for a child stuck in a baby swing. They cut the swing and chains to remove the child. Nobody was injured. At 3:06 p.m. on the 26th, the Polk County Sheriff's Office, Neillsville Fire, and Climax Fire responded to a fire located at 318 West 3rd Street in Neillsville. The owner, Jeffrey Spicer, was burning yard waste and lost control of the fire. The fire spread through the yard and destroyed three vehicles. There was a burn ban in place, and there was no injuries. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following: Nathan Allen Boyer, 37, of Winger, for gross misdemeanor traffic violation for driving after cancellation. Amanda Lee Gamble, 44, of East Grand Forks, for felony second-degree drug sales of a Scheduled 1 or 2 in a school, park, or public housing zone. Dale William Sorensen, 55, of Crookston, for misdemeanor obstructing the legal process, interfering with the peace officer. Justin Tyler Schubert, 28, of Crookston, for misdemeanor contempt of court, willful disobedience to a mandate. James Allen Moan, 25, of Grand Forks, for felony third-degree drug possession in a school, park, public housing zone. Jennifer Lynn Whalen, 22, of Big Lake, for felony third-degree drug possession in a school, park, or public housing zone. Lori Ann Gellings, 55, of Manoman, for felony terroristic threats causing or attempting to cause terror. Carrie Ann Ellen Siriard, 39, of Fertile, for felony first-degree burglary, assault a person in a building or property. On the obituary desk, Loris Parr, 92, passed away Monday at April 22nd at Valley Elder Care in Grand Forks. Mass of Christian burial will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 4th at St. Lawrence Catholic Church in Mentor, with Father Joseph Richards officiating. Burial will be at the First English Cemetery in Mentor. Deanna I. Larson, 80, of Ada, died Thursday with her family at her side at the Benedictine Care Community in Ada. The funeral will be at 11 a.m. Friday, May 3rd at Grace Lutheran Church in Ada. Visitation will be Thursday from 5 to 7 with a 6:30 p.m. prayer service at the Frederickson-Ganji Funeral Home in Ada. A burial will be at the Ada Municipal Cemetery. Arrangements are at the Frederickson-Ganji Funeral Home of Ada. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Thomas Kewell and John Crane. Thomas Kewell was born in 1937 in Minneapolis. He enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1956, was discharged in 58. Thomas Kewell died on this date in 1963 in Crookston. John Crane was born in 1891 in Perth, Canada, and enlisted in 1917 in Crookston. He was discharged in 1919. John Crane died on this date in 1974 in Crookston. Now taking a look at the weather right now in downtown Crookston. We have 37 degrees, an east wind of 13 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 29. Humidity is at 100%. Barometric pressure is rising at 30.05 inches. Again, rain so far in downtown Crookston, 42 hundredths of an inch of rain. We have at the airport, 74 hundredths of an inch of rain. And it's really tough to tell with my glasses on here. Looks like if we're getting anything, it's a very light mist right now in downtown Crookston. The sun rose this morning at 6:11. The sun will set at 8:35 for 14 hours, 24 minutes of daylight. The record high, 88, set in 1952. The record low, 9, set in 1958. The year ago high, get this, 73. Year ago low, 43. We did have wind gusts, though, up to 48 miles an hour. The average high, 59. The average low, 38. And yesterday's high, 50. Yesterday's low, 36. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be cloudy, light rain likely throughout the afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s, north winds of 10 to 20, with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour and a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35, northeast winds of 5 to 15. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s, east winds of 5 to 15. Tuesday night, cloudy, chance of light rain in the evening, then a chance of light rain and snow after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s, a 30% chance of precipitation. Wednesday, cloudy, chance of light rain, possibly mixed with snow in the morning, then a chance of light rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s, a 40% chance of rain. Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy, a slight chance of light rain, highs in the mid-50s. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of light rain, highs in the mid-50s. And then Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain again, highs in the mid-50s. 37, a wind chill of 29 right now in downtown Crookston. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.